I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Brother Nehemiah is an FMI ministry leader who fell afoul of Pakistan's blasphemy law last year. Although acquitted, he fled the country. Upon a visit this week, though, police lured him to a false meeting, says Bruce Allen of FMI.
During that time, he was tortured, beaten with a rubber pipe across the back. I've seen photos of the welts, the bruises, the bleeding from his back this morning. They were trying to get him to confess to blasphemy, which he did not commit, and to use that recording of such a confession as evidence then to kill him.
Nehemiah's lawyer finally got the courts involved and he was released. He still bears the scars from the torture, but he says his spirit has never been stronger. So pray that believers remain bold in Pakistan. And we'll end today with a couple of questions. Is there a way to protest the government rightly? What does God want us to do when it comes to abusive leaders? These are the kinds of questions Arab Baptist Theological Seminary wants to answer with their 2020 Middle East consultation.
Like every year, we want to invite people to learn more, reflect on biblical passages, talk about current issues, and try to answer some questions that will help the church have a vibrant witness in society.
That's spokeswoman Laoula El-Malouf, who says they're bringing in high-level speakers from various disciplines for a multilingual dive into theology in the Middle East. And their goal? To equip guests to take more effective ministry action with more informed mindsets. Get the details on these stories and more at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on our listeners and sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. So would you consider giving today? Just look for the Support MNN tab at our website. Go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.